أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad, 1400 years ago, is the last messenger and servant and prophet to the worlds. As I greet you in the greeting words of peace, we say it in the Arabic language of As-Salaamu Alaikum, and we add Rahman to Allah or Barakatahu, which means in English, may the peace and mercy and blessings of Allah be upon you. Allah tells us in the Quran, Surah chapter 17, ayat of verse 25. It recites in the Arabic,
رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ إِن تَكُونُوا صَالِحِينَ فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا.
And it says in the English, your Lord knoweth best what is in your hearts. If ye do right deeds of righteousness, verily He is most forgiving to those who turn to Him again and again in true penitence. Allah tells us that He looks at the heart. He doesn't look at the outward thing that we look at, but He looks at the heart, the reason for doing the deed, the reason for doing the action. We can't probe hearts. We can't probe the reason, the real reasons behind of people doing things. The only thing we can do is watch your actions in accord with your words. But Allah probes the heart. He probes the heart. When you talk about the heart, you're talking about the real person, the real thought pattern, the real intent behind doing a deed or an action. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, tells us that Allah will judge you according to your intention of doing the thing. And it's the intention that rules the actions and the deeds. It's the intention in the heart that guides the movements of the person or the persons. It's Allah that knoweth best what it is that you're doing. It's Allah that knoweth best why it is that you're doing what you're doing. And we can look at the Western world. We can look at our people as a nation of black people. We can look at all people and see what some of the true intention of their hearts is, because it shows somewhat in their actions. I say somewhat because some things we don't understand. Some things we have no full knowledge of. As when Moses was following the wise man Qadir. Qadir told him that you can't have patience, enough patience with me to follow me. But he kept saying, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Just let me follow you and I will not question you on anything that you do. But as they went on, and Moses followed the wise man, the wise man put a hole in a bolt and sunk the boat. Moses, he went crazy off of emotion, talking about you sunk a boat and, you know, the people need this boat and you're going to sink the boat? Are you crazy? You know, this is Moses, you know, going off of emotion. And the wise man could there told him, look, I told you, you couldn't follow me. And don't question me about anything. And, you know, Moses apologized. I'm sorry. So they went on. The wise man slew a boy. I mean, he killed a boy. And Moses really went berserk. You're going to kill an innocent boy that ain't guilty of killing nobody. Man, are you crazy, man? What's wrong with you, man? Oh, man, you lost your mind. You're a killer now. This is Moses going crazy now. And Gadir told him, I told you not to question me about anything. You know, Moses, he's losing it. He's couldn't believe the action that the wise man took in killing a boy. But Moses apologized, said, I will not question you on anything again. Of course, Moses, he's kind of telling lies, you know. And so they put up a wall when they came to a town that was on the point of falling. And, you know, here go Moses again, going crazy. Man, you're going to put up this wall. And they ain't paid us for this. They treated us harshly with no hospitality. And you're going to put up a wall for these people. Man, what's wrong with you? Are you crazy? So the wise man told him, well, this is the parting between me and you because you cannot have patience with that you have no knowledge of. And so, he told them the reason why he did what he did. He said, as far as the boat, there was a wicked man that was coming behind us that was seizing our boats. And he wished to put a hole in the boat and sink the boat because the man, the wicked king that was coming, would not see the boat or would just bypass the boat because it was broken. And maybe the people's boat they'd be able to patch up their boat after the wicked king has left. They'd be able to patch up the boat and still have their boat. And then, as for the boy, he was a wicked child that was going to cause his righteous parents trouble. So, he killed it that Allah would put one in its, that Allah would give them a child that's better than that child that would not cause them trouble. And as for the wall that was on the point of falling, there was two orphans that lived in the town. And there was a treasure up under the wall. And when they got of age, they could go attain their treasure. Because if the wall fell, the treasure would be exposed. And then they wouldn't have been able to attain their treasure when they got of age. And he told Moses, well, this is the reason. So this is what you couldn't have patience with. And so Allah, he knows the intention. We don't. We react on emotion like Moses did. But Allah could be doing something for us through others. Allah could be helping us through others, through knowledge that they have to free us. There are some things that we do not know, but there are people sent to us to give us light and guidance to bring us out of the conditions that we are in. We may not understand what they're doing. We may not understand the work that they're doing, but at the end, Allah, He shows us what you could have went into, but you didn't have knowledge enough to understand. This is why we have to have patience. And this is why we got to understand that it is Allah that knows the hearts of those that He sends to us to save us from that which is our ultimate doom. We can't judge good people based on small information. We can't see the full picture if we only judging part of the picture. We have to have proper understanding, full understanding, and some things we just would not understand until Allah reveals them to us. And He understands that we are weak in the flesh. He knows we are weak in the flesh. This is why He says that He forgives again and again. As long as we turn to Him, because we have faults and shortcomings that clouds our vision of people, that clouds our visions of situations, circumstances, the reality in which we are living. Allah is the molder and we are the clay. Many things we can't understand, but He is shaping us into something wonderful. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, he said, a Muslim, his life is leading towards perfection. Everything that he endeavors to do, he should endeavor to perfect it. He should endeavor to perfect his prayers. If we have been in Islam for quite a long time, our prayers should be totally perfected. Doing salat, prayer should not be something we have to think about. It should be memorized. Every dua, every position should be perfected. Doing fasting, it should be perfected. If we've been into it for a while, perfection only means that we have done it so repetitiously. We have done it so constantly where we know it back and forth. We know it by memory. It's nothing anymore because we have perfected it. And we slip, we slide. Just like Adam slipped from the garden. He didn't intend to. He slipped. Slipping means that when you're walking firm, you're not intending to slide and fall. You just slipped. You wasn't intending to do that deed or action. It just slipped. So Allah, He judges us based on our intention of doing a thing. And if we slip and we slide because we will slip and slide because Allah has not made us to be faultless, Allah forgives us again and again. And as I greet you with the greeting words of peace, we say it in the Arabic language of Assalamu Alaikum, and we add Rahmatullah wa Barakatuh, which means in English, may the peace and mercy and blessings of Allah be upon you.